And we know what happened. Berengar or Berengarius was condemned. Now, and I think, sisters, if Sister Frederick, if I may, I did ask your tertian sisters who are taking their final vows. I had the privilege of giving them their retreat a week before they took their final vows. Did you know I gave them homework? Did you know that? I got permission from the tertian director. I told them, sisters, during the retreat, a few smiled when I said it. Most of them did not smile. Sisters, on the last day of the retreat, I want all of you to turn in. I gave them 5 days. I want all of you, and I trust your honesty, to write out for me a litany of Our Lady by heart. Memorize the litany of Our Lady. I think I memorized it in the novitiate. It is wonderful. So then, they had no choice because their tertian director said, okay. And sisters, I want to tell you, except for 3 or 4, all the tertians got every invocation of Our Lady straight. Isn't that wonderful? Of course, I told them, now look, you missionaries of charity, that's just the beginning. Now you recite the litany of Our Lady by heart. And I still have time to give you an assignment. It is much easier. All I'm asking, sisters, is that you memorize, the profession of faith in the real presence required of Berengar. It is in my book here. I believe in my heart, and only confess that the bread and wine placed on the altar are, by the mystery of the sacred prayer and the words of the Redeemer, substantially changed into the true and living flesh and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and that after the consecration there is present the true body of Christ, which was born of the Virgin and offered up for the salvation of the world, hung on the cross, and now sits at the right hand of the Father, and that there is present the true blood of Christ, which flowed from His side. They are present not only by means of a sign and the efficacy of the sacrament, but also in the very reality and truth of their nature and substance. Sister Frederick, I ask the sisters to memorize this. Sisters, let me tell you something. Oh. Let me save it. Can I save it for the next time? Can I say it? Sisters, you may be surprised. Our minds know only as much as we have memorized. Do you hear me? The human mind knows only as much as it memorizes. there are a lot of empty minds. Now, sisters, you're not just to memorize words. Pardon me. Are there any animals? Are there animals that can memorize words? Yes. We have minds. We are to memorize ideas. Am I clear? And then I repeat, our minds know only as much as our minds have memorized. And with that, sisters, can I give you a time limit? Well, today is Tuesday. Let's make it Thursday, okay? You see how generous I am? Friday? You prefer Friday? Va bene. Va bene. All right, Friday. By Friday. But sisters, memorize the ideas. I've taught too many minds. And we must remember. And of course, the mind remembers. Because we're not angels, we're human beings. Two words. And thank you for the extra time. And thanks for the permission. Shall we pray? In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Mater Redemptoris, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Maybe sorry you asked Father Hardin to come to Calcutta.